don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. The network, of course, made up of two websites and two phone apps. In addition to the radio station, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. The show, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop, started back April 15th of 2012. This past April, we've been on the radio 14 years. And in that time, every show has been simulcasted on our website dedicated to the show, yourdefendingfathers.com. That is the website dedicated totally to this show. It's live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, and repeats every 3 hours on that website via the stream player. We also have podcasts. We are in the process of getting them improved, because right now what you have to do is click on a podcast and then save it as an MP3 audio file in order to play it. Well, we're working on changing servers, and we will have it fixed very soon. The app on your phone, tablet, computer, smart TV, TuneIn, capital T, capital I. Yes, you can even listen to the show on your smart TV. Download the app, TuneIn, then search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. You can hear the show live on your TV, computer, wherever you can put the app, as well as listen to the repeats. Radio station, WCHY, the call letters, .us is the website for the radio station. So in addition to this show, at noon, we switch over to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. That is simulcast on the radio station's website, WCHY.us. The phone app for the radio station is two words, Simple Radio, capital S, capital R. Download it. When you open the app, search for the call letters WCHY. You can hear this show live, then you can start listening to the music. It's the app that Officer Rick prefers downstate, Livingston County or Genesee County, when he's out on road patrol. So that all makes up the Patriot Voice Radio Network, as well as the radio station itself. So if you're outside the listening area from the radio station, just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com or the radio station WCHY.us, or pull up the apps and listen there. Greatly appreciate all you guys telling your friends about us. Tell them to check out the show, listen to the music. Greatly appreciate that. Well, Speaker Matt Hall was a busy guy yesterday. At a press conference, he suggested that there will be a proposal to create a new state hospital cost review board. This is all the Republicans' efforts to lower the cost of health care in the state of Michigan. We'll get those bills pulled up. We'll go get some more coffee. Take a short break. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Medical debt relief bills head to the Senate. Also, upcoming deal on a hospital cost review board. Speaker Matt Hall said that proposals to create a state hospital cost review board could emerge as one of the major healthcare deals tied to this year's budget negotiations. Hall said he expects movement on the four-bill package unveiled last week, which would require nonprofit hospitals to reduce certain prices by a minimum of 10%, limit future increases, and place hospital mergers and acquisitions under state review. The proposals could become part of a larger budget discussion as lawmakers continue negotiating healthcare spending and other cost of living issues before the legislature's summer break on July 1st. Hospital legislation includes House Bills 616, 117, 118, and 119. The bills would create a five-member hospital cost review board, establish a fund to support struggling rural hospitals, and prohibit certain physician non-compete agreements within the large hospital systems. Hall said they're paying their executives millions of dollars, and they're right to do so. They're also building new wings, and they're even buying up other hospitals, and then they're raising prices even more. The hospital cost review board will stop all of that. So we're looking forward to moving it through the House very quickly. On a similar note, the House passed its medical debt relief package after a significant number of amendments were proposed throughout the session. The legislation is designed to lessen the long-term financial consequences of medical debt by requiring hospitals to make financial assistance programs more accessible, creating additional consumer protections, and increasing accountability surrounding debt collection practices. One of the state representatives, Republican Angela Regas of Caledonia, sponsored her bill, House Bill 5254. The bill would classify violations of the proposed Medical Debt Protection Act as an unfair trade practice under the Michigan Consumer Protection Agency. It would allow patients and or state or local prosecutors to pursue legal action. It passed in the House, folks, 99-7. Another bill sponsored by a Democrat, Lori Podhoski, House Bill 5255, would cap interest and fees on medical debt at only 3% a year and would prohibit certain collection practices, including home foreclosures and even wage garnishment. That bill passed 95-11. Well, during floor speeches, Representative Regas described her own experience with medical debt following a very serious car accident, requiring emergency surgery and even treatments for a lifelong now medical condition. Regas said on the House floor, an unexpected injury or illness should not destroy a family's finances or force them into bankruptcy. These bills do not forgive the debt. They only stop the predatory collection practices. Well, other Republican bills, House Bill 6071, sponsored by Kathy Schmaltz, Republican from Jackson, would require hospitals to establish a financial assistance program offering income-based discounts to qualifying patients. and force them to publicly disclose information about the assistance available. That bill passed 94-12. State Representative Republican Steve Frisby of Battle Creek introduced his House Bill 6072. The bill would require county public hospitals financial assistance and charity care policies to comply with the standards created under Kathy Smalt's House Bill 6071. Companion Bill 6072, it passed 93-13. Finally, third companion bill, 6073, sponsored by State Representative Carl Bonack up in the UP, Republican from Negaunee, would generally prohibit medical debt from being reported to credit agencies and or negatively considered in most credit decisions. That passed 94-12. But those numbers, folks, you can't get any more bipartisan than this. I mean, I guess you could get all 110 state reps to vote for something. That's never going to happen. But when you're at 95-11, 94-12, 93-13, everybody's on board. And of course, the governor will sign these into law. Well, the next step for the bills is for the House and the Senate to work out who is getting the public acts on the medical debt relief bills. House bills have been submitted. The Senate sponsored Senate bills 451, 450, and 449. Those are still sitting on the House floor after having been moved out of committee. House floor vote could take place as soon as today or tomorrow. So going to be very, very, very interesting to see where this all goes. One of the things I think is pretty interesting is the fact that they want to do this with both Republicans and Democrats' support. Will the hospitals be happy? Probably not. But they don't even pay property taxes. So guess what? They're not going to get a say in the matter. Even though they have lobbyist organizations, Michigan Hospital Association, yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. So we'll see where this all goes. Let's see. Let's get back to this here. I had the, there it is, Pundit Monday. There we go. We'll get into some of the questions that were asked of the political lobbyist consultants and even a radio talk show host from MERS News Service. We also have a bill statement regarding the data centers. And this, of course, comes from State Senator Jim Runstead, who happens to be also the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. We'll see where this story leads us and ties right in to the Monday political pundits' questions. One of the things that we looked at here, let's get to this one right here for Runstead. There it is. Holding a press conference at the state capitol yesterday, Michigan Senator Jim Runstead, after rallying for a one-year moratorium on data center construction, said he's never seen such across-the-board support. Progressives, conservatives, and non-political folks gathered at the Capitol yesterday. Dozens of people gathered in front of the Capitol steps, including gubernatorial candidate Perry Johnson, 7th U.S. House District candidate William Lawrence, and even a Lansing Democrat who's been endorsed by progressive stalwart Bernie Sanders. Standing by Runstead's side as he spoke to the media was State Representative Dylan Weglia, Democrat from Garden City, a known Democratic socialist. Also, somewhat libertarian-leaning State Representative Steve Cara and James DeSana. Runstead shared the stage also with Ypsilanti Township Supervisor Brenda Stumbo, a Democrat who attended the rally and unexpectedly for him asked if she could speak. The Ypsilanti Township Supervisor talked about the University of Michigan's high-performance computing facility, which is developing in partnership with Los Alamos National Laboratory, which is designing what is being referred to as the central atomic bomb when it comes to computer processing. National Lab Detroit Diesel also awarded a SOAR funding lab at the university. Back in March, University of Michigan announced the purchase of 124 acres of land in Ypsilanti, in addition to a 20-acre parcel it had previously acquired. The great state of Michigan gave them $100 million to come here to one of the wealthiest universities in the United States. And now they say, put a moratorium in your community. Well, Stumbo asked, did you know that universities are exempt from planning and zoning? Referencing the 2024 incentives, the project was awarded. It's not even on their campus. It's 8 miles away from the University of Michigan. These are my friends and my constituents who vehemently oppose what they're doing. Well, she shouted into the microphone, "Hail no U of M." Some signs across the audience featured saying, "Save our water for my grandchildren." Another said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command Microsoft to leave this place." Quote, end quote. The supervisor said, "I had not had this experience ever in political office. After almost 20 years where there's no divide, this is probably a 90-10 issue across the board. You saw all these people from all over the state of Michigan, and everybody believes the same thing," Runstead said. "It seems like every community is getting a proposed data center, and usually the last people to find out that a data center is coming are the people who actually live in the community. How is this happening?" So Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and libertarians calling for a moratorium on data centers. Well, what did the political pundits have to say? We'll cover that in the next half hour. Short, bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.